Exodus 30:25, anointing oil. I want to talk to you about some of the various purposes of the anointing oil found throughout Scripture. In the book of Exodus chapter 30, verses 22 through 33, we see the holy anointing oil described by God to Moses. Let's look at verse 25 together. The Bible says, "And you shall make from these a holy anointing oil, an ointment compounded according to the art of the perfumer. It shall be a holy anointing oil." Let's look at some biblical significance to the anointing oil that may impact our lives today. Here in Exodus chapter 30, instructions are given that they should anoint the tabernacle of meeting and the ark of the testimony. Verse 27 then says, "The table and all its utensils, the lampstand and its utensils, and the altar of incense, the altar of burnt offering with all of its utensils, and the laver and its base." Verse 29, "You shall consecrate them, that they may be most holy. Whatever touches them must be holy. And you shall anoint Aaron and his sons, and consecrate them, that they may minister to me as priests." Keep in mind that oil is often represented as the Holy Spirit throughout Scripture. Why do I say that? Because in the book of Matthew chapter 25, talking about the parable of the 10 virgins, the oil in this story represents the Holy Spirit. We also see in Exodus chapter 25, verses 31 through 40, the first mention of the gold lampstand, or also known as the menorah. In Exodus chapter 27, verses 20 through 21, the children of Israel are commanded to bring pure oil of pressed olives for the light to cause the lamp to burn continually. They're told to bring the oil to the menorah. In the Gospel according to John, there in chapter 1, we're told that Jesus is the light of the world. What fueled Jesus or empowered Jesus? It was the Holy Spirit. And we see the Spirit of God descending upon Jesus like a dove and alighting upon him there in Matthew chapter 3, verse 16. What fueled the menorah and gave light? It was the oil. Thus, we see oil represents the Holy Spirit. Let's look at some other reasons why we might want to use anointing oil. First, we saw physical items being anointed. Table utensils, the lampstand and its utensils, and so on, in order to make them holy. You see, the enemy, Satan, doesn't want anything to do with holiness. If your house or items in your house are anointed with oil and prayed over, they're going to be made holy, and the enemy is not going to want to be around that. Second, we saw that Aaron and his sons were consecrated or set apart so that they could minister to the Lord. Now please flip to the book of Isaiah chapter 10, and let's look at verse 27. This is interesting. The Bible says, "It shall come to pass in that day that his burden," that's speaking of the enemy's burden upon you, "will be taken away from your shoulder, and his yoke from your neck. And the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing oil." If you feel weighted down and you have a yoke around your shoulder and your neck, you may want to anoint yourself or the person experiencing this so that the yoke can be destroyed because of the anointing oil. Finally, let's look at James chapter 5, verse 14. The Bible says, "Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord." If you are suffering from sickness, or know somebody who is, you may want to anoint them with oil and pray over them for their healing. I would encourage you to get some anointing oil and start anointing and praying over items and people, vehicles and pets that the Lord places on your heart. You'll be amazed. Will you please join with me and repeat after me as we pray together in the name of Jesus Christ? Dear Lord, will you please anoint me with your holy anointing oil, the Holy Spirit? I desire to be empowered by you so that I can be used mightily for you. We bless you, Lord. May you be glorified. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Exodus 30:25, anointing oil. I want to talk to you about some of the various purposes of the anointing oil found throughout Scripture. In the book of Exodus chapter 30, verses 22 through 33, we see the holy anointing oil described by God to Moses. Let's look at verse 25 together. The Bible says, "And you shall make from these a holy anointing oil, an ointment compounded according to the art of the perfumer. It shall be a holy anointing oil." Let's look at some biblical significance to the anointing oil that may impact our lives today. Here in Exodus chapter 30, instructions are given that they should anoint the tabernacle of meeting and the ark of the testimony. Verse 27 then says, "The table and all its utensils, the lampstand and its utensils, and the altar of incense, the altar of burnt offering with all of its utensils, and the laver and its base." Verse 29, "You shall consecrate them, that they may be most holy. Whatever touches them must be holy. And you shall anoint Aaron and his sons, and consecrate them, that they may minister to me as priests." Keep in mind that oil is often represented as the Holy Spirit throughout Scripture. Why do I say that? Because in the book of Matthew chapter 25, talking about the parable of the 10 virgins, the oil in this story represents the Holy Spirit. We also see in Exodus chapter 25, verses 31 through 40, the first mention of the gold lampstand, or also known as the menorah. In Exodus chapter 27, verses 20 through 21, the children of Israel are commanded to bring pure oil of pressed olives for the light to cause the lamp to burn continually. They're told to bring the oil to the menorah. In the Gospel according to John, there in chapter 1, we're told that Jesus is the light of the world. What fueled Jesus or empowered Jesus? It was the Holy Spirit. And we see the Spirit of God descending upon Jesus like a dove and alighting upon him there in Matthew chapter 3, verse 16. What fueled the menorah and gave light? It was the oil. Thus, we see oil represents the Holy Spirit. Let's look at some other reasons why we might want to use anointing oil. First, we saw physical items being anointed. Table utensils, the lampstand and its utensils, and so on, in order to make them holy. You see, the enemy, Satan, doesn't want anything to do with holiness. If your house or items in your house are anointed with oil and prayed over, they're going to be made holy, and the enemy is not going to want to be around that. Second, we saw that Aaron and his sons were consecrated or set apart so that they could minister to the Lord. Now please flip to the book of Isaiah chapter 10, and let's look at verse 27. This is interesting. The Bible says, "It shall come to pass in that day that his burden," that's speaking of the enemy's burden upon you, "will be taken away from your shoulder, and his yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing oil." If you feel weighted down and you have a yoke around your shoulder and your neck, you may want to anoint yourself or the person experiencing this so that the yoke can be destroyed because of the anointing oil. Finally, let's look at James chapter 5, verse 14. The Bible says, "Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord." If you are suffering from sickness, or know somebody who is, you may want to anoint them with oil and pray over them for their healing. I would encourage you to get some anointing oil and start anointing and praying over items and people, vehicles and pets that the Lord places on your heart. You'll be amazed. Will you please join with me and repeat after me as we pray together in the name of Jesus Christ? Dear Lord, will you please anoint me with your holy anointing oil, the Holy Spirit? I desire to be empowered by you so that I can be used mightily for you. We bless you, Lord. May you be glorified. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.